I'm a ninth grader, right? Right?
Yes. Okay, Jacoby, tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name's Jacoby Mena. I'm from San Antonio, Texas. I'm in the ninth grade. I don't really, or I like drawing. I play games and I watch anime.
Okay. And how are you handling pandemic life?
I think I'm handling pretty good. I think I've kind of gotten used to it. Before, I was kind of a little hectic because it was different than from what we're like regularly doing and what we're used to.
Okay. And how often did you go out in public versus now? Has there been a big change?
Not really.
You never used to go out before?
Well, it wasn't really that much. I mean, now I'm like, I guess, yeah, because before I used to go out to like the stores when they would go, when my parents would go grocery shopping. But now I really just stay home and just do like homework stuff.
The movies? So we used to take you to the movies?
We saw a bunch of movies.
So, and how do you feel like as far as being connected to the city, like San Antonio? Because you would go out and stuff with your parents, right?
Yeah. Well, I feel kind of, I would say I do feel disconnected. It's not really like going out to places was fun, but like now it's not like we're just staying home and not really going anywhere to have fun. It's just checking up on our family and seeing how they're doing. So it's mostly just staying home.
And before, what were some of the places that you liked going to with your family?
I think mostly like going to like the mall and to going to like places there. But now it's like you can't really go because how many people are there, and even if they're not even like open, or if some of the stores aren't allowing that many people in, or you really just don't want to get the virus. And we used to travel a lot too. So traveling to like, when we went to like California or went to Disneyland, we don't really get to do that anymore just because of how bad it is. And the people that are out and about not wearing masks. And we used to eat at a bunch of different restaurants too. But now we're just stuck at home, like making our own food because we don't really want to catch the virus.
So have y'all not gone to any dining rooms or restaurants at all?
No, we haven't really gone.
So none of like your favorite places, have you been able to visit any of them? Like, I know you said you used to go to the mall a lot. Have you done any kind of traveling or gone to any parks or anywhere?
Not really. I haven't gone to the mall at all. I haven't really gone to any new places that I would say I liked or my favorite places really.
So overall, you're kind of unusual because you're like a homebody. You've always been like a homebody. So I feel like the pandemic life has, in a way, kind of suits you. Is that fair to say?
Kind of, yeah. But I feel for some people, like some of my friends, they weren't really people who stayed home or liked staying home. They kind of were people who were busy and like doing stuff. So they don't really get to do the stuff that they like, and they kind of feel like they're not able to do things. But for me, really, I really just like staying home, not really doing that many things or, yeah.
So, but what about when the pandemic is over? I'm sure you'd want to go somewhere. What's like the first place that you want to go to, at least in like San Antonio?
In San Antonio wise, I probably to the mall to see if they have any, like, new things to buy or anything like that.
What about, like, the movies? Or are you much into, like, going to theme parks or anything like that?
I like to go to the movies. I know there was a bunch of movies that we haven't been able to see just because they've been in theaters and not really, like, on, like, Netflix or anything new like that.
Okay. And have you tried going to any new places, like maybe places that your parents have taken you just to try and get you out of the house? Are there any, like, safe places that y'all have been to?
I think the safest place we've been to that's been pretty good, that don't have that many people, is probably the Botanical Gardens. I've been there, like, 4 times, I think. And it's pretty good. We have, like, the passes there, so we get in early, so there's not that many people at all.
Okay. Have you gone to any museums or, like, the zoo?
No. We haven't. We've been basically just staying home.
So pretty much the Botanical Gardens is it?
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow. Y'all have been doing really good with staying home. Well, I guess it helps that your mom is a nurse, right?
Yeah.
Dad's a psycho. I'll put that in there.
What else do you want to add, Jacoby, that you'd like people in the future to know about this time and, like, you know, trying to stay not only busy but, like, entertained? What should people know about this time? Like, what were you doing? What was going through your mind?
Well, what's mainly going through my mind is everything going to stay the same? Like, before, everybody kind of stayed on the same flow. They were doing what they wanted to do and what they got to do. I mean, there's still people who are doing the stuff, which they really shouldn't be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Getting more people sick who really don't want to be sick. And, like, now we're not really on the same flow. It's just everybody's staying home, or if they are staying home. I mean, because there's still those people who are dumb, who are spreading the virus, not listening to what health officials are saying to do, and not listening to what the people who are saying to do, what to do. So it's kind of just like, are we really safe, though? Like, thinking about it, like, are we safe? Because the thing is, it's just, like, it's just crazy to think that I'm in a time where it's kind of like the plague, what happened back then. It's kind of like the same thing, basically the same thing in my eyes.
Yeah, it is, and I agree. A lot of people don't realize it, and I think that's why it's important for people to understand, like, what's going on right now. Because I don't think that people will ever really grasp what it was like during this time if they didn't live through it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that's good. You offer a different perspective than what some adults might say, because some adults don't want to stay home. And those are the dumb ones that I think you're referring to. So,
yeah.
What is your wish for 2021? How do you hope, what do you hope it looks like?
I hope that more people are listening, that they're not disregarding what these people are saying. They're not being dumb. Because, I mean, the countless lives that are lost just because some people were partying at a college or going to bars or going to other places which they really shouldn't be going, and getting other people sick that don't want to get sick, or going to stores not wearing masks, causing problems at stores for the people who are telling them to wear a mask. And I just hope that it's better. Coronavirus is settled down. It's not really as crazy, and hope that doesn't still change the minds of people who think, oh, it's settled down, so let's go to a party, or let's go to bars, let's go to places. That's not wear a mask. Still, if it's still there, you can still get it. So it's just people needing to be safe.
And do you feel safe, like, in our city, in San Antonio? Do you feel like they've done a good job here?
I do. I haven't really seen that many people not wearing masks. I've maybe seen one or two people maybe not wearing a mask, but I still see them wearing masks, which makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
But at least they're wearing masks and trying to be safe. Because you always see those people on the news, like, not wearing masks, causing trouble at, like, Costco or Walmart.
Yeah. I agree with everything that you said. I think those are all my questions, unless you have anything else that you want to add.
Just staying safe is really my main thing. It's just listening to the people that are actually know what's happening. It's just listening to, like, the science of things. Don't disregard the science at all, because that's what's helping all of us.
Do you think, do you ever watch, like, the updates from Ron Nirenberg and Nelson Wolf? Have you ever seen them on the news?
No, I don't think I've ever seen them.
Okay. I was just curious, because they're the ones that have been instrumental in, like, making all of these rules for San Antonio, and they tried really hard to get people to follow these rules, even when they didn't want to. So we have them to thank. But yeah, I agree, like, you know, safety is number one. And it's really interesting to hear that even though you're so young, you've been very responsible, I feel, like, in social distancing and just staying home. And it sounds like you really only go out to visit your family, right? Like, do you go to see other friends? Have you yourself gone to any, like, big parties or anything that you feel was not safe?
No, I haven't really gone anywhere to a party, or not really at all. It's just, like, when we go see our, like, my grandparents, we stay at the fence, and then they stay at the door, and we talk to them from there. Or they're wearing their masks, or we're both wearing our masks, even though we're still far away, to make sure that we don't spread it to them. Because, I mean, the elderly are the ones that are most, like, able to get the virus.
Mm-hmm. So where do you get all your information from regarding the pandemic?
Well, it's mainly the news. It's just, I personally haven't, I watch the news, but it's just when it's on, I listen to it, because I really don't like focusing on the news. It's usually just bad stuff happening.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really don't like hearing, like, stuff like the whole, also, like, during this time too, like, the whole Black Lives Matter movement, like, the way that was happening too, during this time too, which I was like, I really, like, hope that changes. Like, people, the white people who are doing this stuff, like, they need to listen to what these people are asking for, because it's not really fair to them.
Yeah. Do you think that having a new president will help the Black Lives Matter movement?
I do. I feel like our last president wasn't great, and he wasn't the best. Like, he didn't do that much for the Black community. By far, I don't think. And I just hope that our help out and help, like, unite people instead of just dividing them completely. I mean, that's what our last president did. He just divided and decided we're not that people are, one side is better and the other side is just complete trash. It really should be just everybody's equal. Like, it's the United States of America for a reason. We're not supposed to be divided.
Yeah, I agree. So, I guess that's another thing you'd like to see in 2021. Safety and unity. Anything else that you'd like to see for next year?
Not really. Those are my main things. People need to be safe, because it's just going to bring up the death toll even more than what it is already. Which, to me, that's a lot of people have died, and that's pretty big. And the countless lives that have been lost in the Black community for, like, the officers who are hurting them for not really any reason at all. And the people who are being racist or deciding that it's okay to carry a gun or to sell guns, really, to people who need help. It's just being safe, really.
Okay. Good. Thank you for sharing your perspective. I'm going to press stop now, but we'll continue with our conversation. Thank you.